November 2, 2015 Natural Law, Use It or Lose It. A wise person would always try to live in accordance with the laws of nature. A fool is a man who thinks he can break the laws of nature. The laws of nature are the laws that describe the way that the natural world operates. If you align yourself, and your actions, to the way that the natural world operates, then it is like swimming with the current, and you will find that things will go easier for you, you'll make more progress in less time. But if you operate in ways that violate the natural laws, then it is like swimming against the current, and you'll find that you will have a tough time, making even puny amounts of progress. The principle of working with the natural laws, has been noted by wise people, through the centuries. Francis Bacon said it this way, "Nature, to be commanded, must be obeyed." There are a limited number of natural laws. Here is one, for every action there is a reaction. Here is another, for every effect, there is a cause. Here is another, use it or lose it. Let us say a few words about, use it or lose it. This law is taken from the world of biology. In relation to all living things, the same rule applies. Use it, or lose it. Examples. If you don't use a piece of knowledge within a few days of learning it, you will likely forget it. If you don't use your brain, you will lose your mind. If you don't use your car, it will deteriorate. If you don't practice your skills, you will not only not make progress, you will lose the performance level you have already got. If you don't use your personal initiative, you will lose your power of decision. If you don't use your imagination to envisage a better future, you will lose your optimism. Use it or lose it is true because your mind and body has evolved to reduce its energy expenditure and to operate on the principle of least action. All natural systems want to take the route of least action. For example, a water droplet on the window follows the path of least resistance, as it makes its way down the window pane. And your body and mind will always choose to do the minimum work possible to get the job done. Your body will want to drop any faculty that it thinks it does not need. So if you don't make a demand on your body, it will figure, that faculty is not needed, so I'll drop it. If you don't make a demand on your body to run, it will pretty soon drop the ability to run. If you don't make a demand on your strength, you will pretty soon lose your strength. If you don't make a demand on your body to do some mental arithmetic, then your brain will soon be incompetent at arithmetic. Therefore, it is important to impose demands on yourself. Demand more of yourself. It is important to put yourself on a routine of imposing a demand that will improve upon your current levels of performance, in terms of your thoughts, your language, your actions, and reactions. You need to impose a demand. If you make a demand on your imagination, then, over time, you will become more imaginative. If you make a demand on your strength, then over time, you will become stronger. If you make a demand on your endurance, then over time, you will develop more endurance. If you make a demand on your ability to learn new material, then over time, you will become smarter and more educated, and therefore more valuable in the marketplace. And if you don't, you won't. Use it or lose it. Or to put it another way, strength comes through struggle. So be very cautious of laziness. It will rob you of your future. Be very keen to trigger an adaptive response by continually making demands on your present level of accomplishment. By that route, you will achieve all your goals.